Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Busy day on Capitol Hill, as we've been talking about, regarding your taxes. And we've asked Representative Tom Emmer to join us just before he starts what should be a very hectic day today. Representative, good morning. How are you, Congressman?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, David?
We're all watching you and to see what happens today in Washington. I want to get your thoughts on the bill that looks like it'll pass today.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's going to pass. The tax bill will pass the House probably sometime just before noon or right around noon, our time. So back at home, it'll be a little bit before noon.
Do you like it?
I do. I wish we could have done more. But the Senate had a different view. They restored they did some things with these extra brackets, Dave. You know, we had simplified it in the House down to four brackets from seven. When it came out of the conference committee, there are still seven brackets. But at the end of the day, this is going to be a major tax cut for American families that it's going to make a big difference with our economy.
Tom, you have a good handle on middle America, and let me ask you your thoughts on a poll that says 66% say it favors the wealthy over the middle class.
Well, that just isn't the case. It's interesting. And I don't know where that poll came from, Dave. Do you have the site?
CNN.
the polling that CNN and others have put out in the last 6 months, the last year and a half, has not exactly been accurate. But let's just assume it is, that 66% believe that. It was 18% of Americans believed that or didn't like the 1986 tax cuts before they occurred. And within a short period of time, obviously, that changed. And it led to economic growth that the world had never seen before, by the way, under both Republican and Democrat administrations in the next 20 years. So I think if people take a look, Dave, at the bill, and they'll realize very quickly that this is it's a tax cut for the middle class primarily. It's for small businesses across this country. It's for Main Street businesses, and it's going to impact everyone.
Do we worry about the national debt, Congressman?
Yeah, we do. We absolutely do. And I just want to point out, if Democrats would join us in this, you probably would have been able to handle this a little bit differently rather than through reconciliation. But, Dave, for every dollar that's being cut in taxes, there will be at least $1.90 in return when you count the revenues. And that's a conservative estimate. So this is not just about getting the economy moving. It's about making sure that we've got an economy that's robust and can generate the revenue that's necessary to pay the bills that Congress has. And then moving into next year, Dave, it can't stop there. You really have to start addressing the spending side of government if you're going to make this work. So get an economy that's pushing 4% or better in terms of growth. Grow the revenues that government collects off the existing revenue streams, and then start to control the spending. And you'll see this country get healthy rather quickly.
Congressman Emmer, we're going to watch that today, as the whole country will certainly. But I wanted to ask you about something else, too, right here back home, and that's the Home Mortgage Reporting Relief Act. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Well, this is the world of alphabet soup, Dave. So they call it the HMDA Act. What it does is it'll give community banks and credit unions additional time to comply with these new and excessive data collection and reporting requirements that have been issued by the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. It gives a one-year safe harbor for financial institutions from having to comply with just this onerous data collection. A lot of it people are trying to make sense of. And really what we're trying to do is help the smaller, our financial institutions on Main Street, the family-owned banks, community banks, credit unions, so that they can provide mortgages to people that are looking to buy homes. My biggest concern is that young couple that goes out there and they want to buy their first home and they can't access a mortgage because the local banker just isn't in the business because they've chosen to get out because they can't comply with all of these data reporting requirements. So we're just asking for a year delay with this act so that we can look at it more closely and make sure that it's tailored to fit the institution that we want to identify.
Congressman Emmer, before you head up to Capitol Hill this morning, the Children's Health Insurance Program, any updates on that?
You know, it's interesting. On November 3rd, I don't know that many people know this, but on November 3rd, the U.S. House of Representatives passed a bill to fully fund the Children's Health Insurance Program. On November 16th, I introduced the State CHIP Flexibility Act, which would allow Minnesota to use carryover funds to fund our CHIP program without being penalized. On November 30th, our CHIP funding in Minnesota expired, so on December 1st, we introduced something called the Children's Health Insurance Program Stability Act, which actually passed the House floor and was signed into law on December 8th. So Minnesota's CHIP funding is current, and hopefully what we're going to do here in the next week is pass that full bill that was passed in early November that's sitting over in the Senate.
And when you come back home, I want to make darn sure that you get in that Wild locker room as a former hockey player and let them know what they need to do to get some consistency here. And
actually, they had a nice four-game winning streak going. These last two games have been a little bit more difficult, but Bruce Boudreau will get them going.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's a long season, isn't it, for hockey?
Yeah, it is. It's great to see Stalock back, though.
Boy, did a nice job the other night, nights ago. So, when he came in, remember when Dubs got hurt, and he came in to finish off the game and then wins in the shootout? That was pretty cool.
No, he did well.
Well, you go up and do our nation's work, and we will talk to you later.
All right, Dave.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.